The execution of Maximilian. We see the arrows. They are shooting. But they are shooting guns. This is happening in modern times. The arrows are in the mind, fixed by an original act of naming. Baptism. It is flooding, testing the political will of what we will be. We will be covered, but we, the referent, will have a precise relationship with a name. It will be a bridge. The bridge will go unfunded until another state receives money for a flood wall. That state, it should be said, wishes to prevent names from washing ashore. They have too many, and many of those are unpronounceable, causing cranes to crash into neighborly buildings, causing the city's buildings commissioner, Patricia Lancaster, to resign. She must not have understood how to balance the market and safety concerns, regulation and expansion. A dual mission brings hand into eyes focus. Everything we build must be believed in tomorrow, and further, we see revolutions, distance, things in perspective. Words are always towards. Those were shots from an historical perspective. It takes years to wash this sort of dirt down the drain. First, you have to have some dirt. You have to have something to say, some reason to be shot. Then you have to turn the water on. Then some goes down, but some is always left. Then you have to repeat until finally the small amount of sludge can be removed using a rag. It is this point in history that I am desperately searching for. Searching, however, implies rubble. And it's true that things, various things, have fallen. They're quoted as saying, nearly every building boasted at least one crane. Just replace building with another word, a more metaphysical word, and then you'll have something deep, something metaphysical. This is where we move into the paste of postmodernity, confronting the fact that things happen. There is a collage, a meaning of pasted execution squads peeling from larger photographs. Look, Napoleon just announced that Maximilian would be president, and then he just announced that the French would be leaving Mexico. That is power, to be able to announce something, and then for that thing to really happen. If you're really powerful, then every constantive becomes a performative. Or maybe he was just kidding. This is always the danger. How do we verify a baptism? How do we know that that word still means that? And if we can't, then I can't know that you continued to be you. A troubling thought. It could have been a painting of anything. Well, not anything, but. And it is this but that theory narrowly rests upon. We see the hat, the firing, the gun resting, the spontaneous conflicting conclusion of historical accuracy, gun smoke obscuring individual motive and grace, leaving society's pictorial determinism guiltily framed and over-explained.